WPRN Public Radio is supported by the Built on Dreams Media Network and from listeners like you. Thank you.
The NFL Super Bowl is a championship football game. But unlike the World Series, Stanley Cup, NBA Championship, etc., it has evolved into an event encouraged by TV and the NFL. 2 weeks of hoopla, interviews, speculation on trades and whose heads will roll leading up to the game. Million-dollar TV commercials are promised. Who will do the huge halftime extravaganza show? What celebrities will be posing for mugshots? Who will sing the nation anthem in their unique style? How much beer and pizza will be sold for nationwide SB parties? And then there is the game itself. Avid fans know every statistic and are making predictions, but some partygoers don't even know who is playing. But this year is really special, and we are so lucky to be alive to see it. Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift of music fame are in love. What does this have to do with the SB? This year, everything. The lovebirds are both 34 years old, but they are acting more like two teenagers in perpetual heat, captivating the audience with PDAs and more TV mugshots this season than participants who play and coach the games. Veteran sportscaster Al Michaels has been banned from announcing the Circus Bowl this year because he insulted Taylor and her fans by referring to her as a sideshow, an insult to those who consider her the main show. After captivating audiences in Tokyo on the eve of the SB, she plans to still make it to Las Vegas in time for the game. The 14,000 mile, 29-hour round trip in her private jet would burn about 8,800 gallons of fuel and create some 90 tons of carbon emissions, all so she can captivate us as well. Thank you, Taylor. There are usually a couple of questions surrounding the game itself, but the two questions I would really like answers to are: 1. Will Taylor parachute onto the field and sing the national anthem for the opening ceremonies? 2. Will Kelce propose marriage at the 2-minute warning if the Chiefs are losing?